Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Basketball Hall of Famer Don Nelson passed away at the age of 86. He's the second winningest coach in NBA history and won five titles as a player with Boston. Lions quarterback Teddy Bridgewater retired, so Detroit is signing quarterback Joshua Dobbs. Panthers QB Haynes King is out this week at least with a hamstring injury, so Carolina signed quarterback Kyle Trask. In the WNBA, Minnesota is 27-7 after beating Dallas 103-90. Kayla McBride with 43 points, including a record 10 of 14 from three-point range. Alex Palou, the IndyCar winner in Portland. At Iowa, the NASCAR race went to Ty Gibbs. Baseball's Sunday night game in San Diego was won by the Padres, who hit four home runs and defeated Houston 7-2. Atlanta, in 10 innings, edged the Yankees 2-1. Philadelphia came back to beat Toronto in 12 innings, 7-6.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. 55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Antelope Fire near Chelan Y reaches over 2,000 acres. Templeton CSD celebrates 50th anniversary this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 69 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A fire broke out Friday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 46 and Highway 41 at the Chelan Y. The Antelope Fire has since grown to over 2,000 acres, burning in both Kern and San Luis Obispo counties. Both the 46 and the 41 were closed in the area on Sunday, but CHP Templeton has since announced they have reopened. The fire is at 45% containment as of this morning, but CAL FIRE also says forward progress of the blaze has been stopped. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The City of Paso Robles is extending the nomination period for the mayor's office in the November 2026 election cycle. The city received notice from Mayor John Hammond that he will not be seeking another term. Since the incumbent is not filing nomination papers, the deadline for candidates to file for the office of mayor will be extended until Wednesday, August 12th at 5 p.m. Current candidates that have filed for mayor are William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Rogalia. Britton and Frankel have both qualified. Rogala has not yet. In District 1, candidates are incumbent Chris Beal and Linda George. In District 2, the candidates are incumbent Chris Bausch, Michael Massey, and Robert Simone. The filing period for the two city council offices concluded August 7th. Templeton CSD celebrates 50th anniversary this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Templeton CSD will be celebrating its 50th anniversary during this week's Concert in the Park. The CSD was first established by voters in 1976. CSD has remained committed to providing essential public services to Templeton residents, including water, sewer, fire protection, parks and recreation, refuse collection, and more. The CSD invites the community to join them for a special 50th anniversary celebration on August 12th during the Concerts in the Park event at Templeton Park, 6 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an evening of classic rock favorites performed by Critical Mass from the 70s to the 90s. The district will also host an ice cream giveaway near the cannon beginning at 6 p.m., followed by a brief 50th anniversary recognition at 7 p.m. The Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations in its zoning code. In its July 14th meeting, the City Council asked staff to amend the native tree regulations in response to what is seen as unnecessary burdens to remove a dead tree. Under current native tree regulations, when the removal of a dead native tree is requested, the applicant must pay full application fees and provide a report from a certified arborist verifying the death of the tree. The amendment to regulations would allow the community development director or designee to determine whether the tree died of natural causes without requiring an arborist report, and no application fee shall be required for the removal of the tree that died due to natural causes. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person at 6 or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair welcomed 12% more guests in 2026 than in 2025. The fair released its 2026 results late last week, saying it welcomed a total of 433,208 guests, another successful year of celebrating agriculture, competition, youth achievement, and community participation. Attendance for Chumash Grandstand Arena concerts was up about 26% from last year. The Junior Livestock Auction generated record-breaking sales, about $4.02 million, with the top five buyers spending over $100,000 each. The Industrial Arts Auction total was $203,000 for 59 projects. The Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant crowned Queen Gabby Bodenschott and Princesses Jody Jones and Iris Ratzat. Diablo Paso was named Winery of the Year, Rock 12 as Distillery of the Year, and Sunshine as Olive Oil Producer of the Year. The fair will return in 2027, July 14th through the 25th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Astros 7-2, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 4-2, the Tigers beat the Giants 3-1, the Marlins over the Angels 12-3, the Athletics beat the Red Sox 4-3, the Braves over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Astros, the Dodgers will go against the Royals, the Padres will face the Brewers. In California news, Verizon customers in Southern California yesterday were experiencing disruptions to their service after several fiber lines were vandalized. Multiple fiber lines were cut in the Los Angeles and San Bernardino area, but the company did not make it clear just how many lines were cut and where the vandalism had occurred. The company said the vandalism is a threat to public safety, not a simple property crime, as damaged communications infrastructure can leave neighborhoods without access to emergency lines and healthcare networks. A city in Northern California had its 911 route, police, fire, and dispatch offline due to a malware attack. Malicious software entered the city's systems, forcing the city to shut down its entire network. The attack began at around 5:45 p.m. on Friday. The city council declared an emergency during a special meeting Saturday. Local news was sponsored by the Audubon in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Trade agreements may be signed by government officials, but farmers themselves are the best ambassadors for U.S. agriculture. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Luke Lindbergh encourages producers to share their stories and help build relationships with buyers around the world to increase export markets.
Folks around the world want to buy products and our food from the farmers themselves. They like to meet with me and we have great conversations about how we can work together and how we can provide the nutrition and the food they need to live thriving, healthy lives. But they love hearing from U.S. farmers about the way in which their products are raised, grown, produced, harvested, why their beef is better, why their almonds taste a little bit better or have a higher nutrient profile. And so I always encourage farmers out there to help us out. Come on these trade missions. Get involved with your state ag department or state trade office. Get involved with your commodity organizations. We need a full court press right now from U.S. farmers out in the field around the world telling your story.
Lindbergh says this increased farmer involvement will help get the U.S. back toward a trade surplus.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to one place for volume, quality, and selection, and that's Superior Livestock. Superior is headed to Sheridan, Wyoming, August 17th through the 21st for the Bighorn Classic Video Sale. Over 192,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock, fresh from ranches across the U.S., will sell over 5 big days. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss the Bighorn Classic, August 17th through the 21st.
The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California farm groups are closely watching the trade relationship between the U.S. and Canada, the state's top export market, for its agricultural products, as negotiations of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement continue. The Trump administration last month announced new tariffs on some Canadian goods and chose not to automatically extend the trade pact, leading to annual negotiations. California Farm Bureau hosted a meeting last week with Canadian officials and various agricultural commodity groups to discuss these trade concerns and ways to strengthen cooperation. One major issue is Canada's ban on U.S. alcohol sales, which caused California wine exports to Canada to drop sharply. The decline has made conditions more difficult for California's struggling wine sector, which is already facing lower global demand and an oversupply of grapes. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, low 80s on Friday and Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 69 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Intel is offering $15 billion worth of common stock. It is citing strong customer demand driven by unprecedented artificial intelligence investment. It recently unveiled plans to invest more than $20 billion in its business this year. The U.S. owns a 10% stake in Intel. Microsoft plans to unveil a new artificial intelligence chip next month. The information says Microsoft is working on major cloud customers, including Anthropic, to adopt the chip. A major franchisee of Moe's Southwest Grill has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Nation's Restaurant News says the franchisee, Quality Fresca, owns 69 Moe's locations in the Middle Atlantic and Southeast, but recently closed more than 30 restaurants. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is now open next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They have a large showroom with a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. So stop by Ricky's next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They are open 7 days a week.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds. Top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's story is about California's most famous outlaw, Joaquin Murrieta. And as you will see, the word story is most appropriate. When California became a part of the United States, California's Spanish population became second-class citizens. A law was passed prohibiting anyone of Mexican ancestry from working in the gold fields. Not able to get rich from the gold fields directly, several Mexican bandidos started taking it from those who could work the diggings. One bandido, a Joaquin Murrieta, was particularly harsh on miners. According to an 1854 book entitled The Life and Adventures of Joaquin Murrieta, Celebrated California Bandit, Joaquin was a law-abiding man when American miners ravaged his bride, hanged his brother, and beat him up. After this incident, no miner was safe. Declaring war on Joaquin, the California legislature assigned Harry Love to establish a company of California Rangers and hunt him down. They were given 3 months to accomplish it. They would receive $150 a month and a $1,000 reward if Joaquin was captured within the 3 months. Just before the time expired, Love and his Rangers came across some suspicious Mexicans. After a gunfight, it was discovered one of the men had a missing finger. He had to be Joaquin's assistant, Three Finger Jack. Although no one knew what he looked like, another body was identified as Joaquin Murrieta. The hand of Three Finger Jack and the head of Joaquin Murrieta were taken to the governor, and on August 12, 1853, Love and his group were paid the reward. A great story, right? For the most part, that's what it was. Now, the next time we're together, we'll ferret out the truth.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair released its 2026 results late last week, saying it welcomed a total of 433,000 guests this year. Chumash concerts attendance was up about 26% from last year. The Junior Livestock Auction generated record-breaking sales, about $4.02 million. The Industrial Arts Auction total was about $203,000 for 59 projects. Atascadero City Council will discuss proposed updates to its native tree regulations and its zoning code. New regulations will not require an arborist for reporting a tree that dies to natural causes, nor an application fee. You can attend tomorrow's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Primaries tomorrow in Vermont, Connecticut, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Fox's Alexandria Hoff joins us from Madison.
When Democrat primary voters head to the polls tomorrow, they're going to be answering the question, how far left is the party willing to go? Francesca Hong, she is considered the front runner in this governor's race. She is a state representative, former restaurant owner, and Democratic socialist endorsed by the DSA. But has not received a direct endorsement from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders.
In South Carolina, Republicans would choose the candidate to run for the Senate seat left open by the death of the late Senator Lindsey Graham. His sister, Darlene Graham, the interim senator, backs her biggest supporter.
I stand with President Trump.
A Republican earlier on Fox and Friends, she will hold a telerally with President Trump tonight with affordability at the center of her campaign. And Alabama holds a primary for a few congressional districts. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Hopefully upper 80s on Tuesday. Low 80s Wednesday. Mid to upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. And mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 6:19 a.m., 7:59 p.m. We are at 69 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, I've got the boys one more time before they head back to school this week, and then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, they will be there. 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Spanning the globe.
KPRL.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. Human drama.
KPRL.
This is
the Morning Exchange.
Indeed it is, and right to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'd like to hear from your listeners. What is the problem that people are having with the Flock cameras? Now, I know Paso Robles doesn't have them. They use a different technology. But there's so much anger and anxiety about the Flock cameras, and I don't understand it. All they're capturing information, and people don't I guess that they feel like the cameras are too invasive about the information that they're capturing. I really don't understand the controversy. Do you?
Well, is in some cases, you know, because I brought this up on the air last week, that even agencies said that 10% of the time it's incorrect information. So you get something that's incorrect in the mail saying, hey, you did this and this. You know, fighting that stuff is a pain in the neck, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're guilty until proven innocent, or until you prove innocent. So that's one of them. And again, with a lot of these things, and we see it because of misuse of the information, and who is the one responsible for this information, and how long is it to be kept, et cetera, et cetera. I think states and even maybe some cities are making decisions on how long that they can keep it.
Okay. I remember hearing some of that conversation, but I was, you know, looking at some of the things that are posted on social media and some of the anger about, well, I don't want anybody to know where I was and what I was doing. And that's just a mentality I don't understand. Why are you somewhere you shouldn't be anyway? But
well, that doesn't mean they shouldn't be there.
Well, right, of course. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, I guess I just don't understand the problem that people are having. Yes, can information go wrong? It can under all circumstances. I've read police reports that are absolutely wrong, and the officers had to go back and literally redact what they've said and change it. So I guess I just still don't understand the anger and hostility out there towards that. For me, I want every ounce of technology there is to be able to catch and track the bad guy. So that's just that's just where I come from.
All right. So now you are then very, very trusting of the government where they're just going to limit it to this.
No. No, I'm not. But until that's proven, until that comes out, until we have some idea of how they intend to misuse this information.
Well, I personally don't need any more I don't need any more examples of how government can abuse the power that they have. So, again, we always get the puppy dogs, we're going to do this, do that, and I understand that. However, I just do not trust the government, and then how far do we go with it in the future?
Well, that's a point. It is, and that's why I'm calling, is that those are all things that I'm not aware of, have no personal knowledge of, and just wondering, why people are upset about it, because they don't really explain. When you get on social media or anywhere else and you complain about something, you're not giving the good reasons and the good explanation, and that's what I'm looking for, and you just did that.
Well, okay, so. And you've heard me say this for the last month or two. Freedoms are easier to lose than regain.
Yeah, they are.
So, again, when we talk about our freedoms and privacy and solving the mystery of Noah's Ark and everything else, how much are we willing to allow our freedoms to be able to make the perfect world where every crime is solved?
Well, but it's everywhere, too. I mean, I think that people, very, very few people, understand that everything you do medically is reported to the state of California. The state of California has a massive database on your medical records. And so everything your doctor does, they have to report that to the state. That all goes in the database. So you can take you can go from the flock cameras to that and say, what are they going to do someday with my medical records? Are they going to be able to use it against me to deny benefits or something like that? It just goes on and on.
Well, that's the danger of us, going back in the example you are using is maybe we should have done something even then, because then the expansion. This may sound like a ridiculous example, but suppose we say, the flock cameras continue to grow and we're going to, keep more people safe and solve more crimes. And then then government like a Mondami or somebody decides, you know what, we're going to make sure that even in people's homes, they're not committing crimes. So we're going to mandate that these cameras be put up in homes.
Well, now there you go.
Now, that may sound like it's not possible, but look how many things within the last 10 years we thought that wouldn't possible, or we say, I can't believe that happened.
Well, sure, and everybody talks about the invasion of your privacy by just having an Alexa in your home, or how your phone listens to you, or any of those things. There's kind of no way we can avoid some of that. So I guess the argument is, well, we can't avoid some of it, especially that stuff that we don't know is happening out there. So when we do know about it, let's not allow it. I guess that's the best argument.
Well, yeah, and the question would be, I guess, for people that are highly in favor of this, well, Kevin, I guess you want stolen property, never be recovered, missing people. You know, again, all these things that government uses now to make sure that they get more money out of us because they try to put guilt in us. And I would just simply say, look, I don't know anybody who's not in favor of, you know, making sure that people are prosecuted. But on the other hand, how far are you willing to go?
Yeah.
And I'm probably, I mean, it's because, and I know what somebody's going to say, well, if it happened to your family, well, okay, that's great. I'm not willing to surrender much more freedom than we already have.
Well, I don't like what we've already surrendered, but I can't fix what has happened. So I just want to go forward and be aware of how all of this information is being used, and we're not up to date on the information. So that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. This is Linda George. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Wow, last week was very spicy with you and Dale and Karen and Gaia. It was a really great week, and I was very embittered that I did not get the Big Bad John call. You know, I called 5 times. Those music things are great.
Oh.
Hey, listen, I wanted to say, announce that, yes, Faith Frankel is running for mayor. I'm a little disconcerted about the extension of the mayor candidate nomination period because we knew well before that Mayor Hammond was not running, so our city clerk should have just given those paperwork out to everybody. Meanwhile, it's not deterring her or myself or anybody else. We're having a meeting this Thursday at Starbucks at Golden Hill Road for the River Oaks area. And there I'll be updating people about the Haslow, the Haslow scam is what I want to call it. I have a lot of people in the community on Spring Street, and including an attorney that's looking into what they're trying to do. When we went to the homeless update last, I think it was Friday, the coffee, oh my God, I was in a room of enemies. I had darts shooting at me. Everybody was there. So the homeless services director doubled down and said, no, it's an apartment complex. But they're not selling it anymore because Echo got some further complaints to HCD relative to just the way that they treat people and not feed people. And that was one of the biggest contentions that we had with Echo, is that Wendy just doesn't want to feed people. I was standing right there, and they let a gentleman go without food for 3 days because they broke his rules. So, you know, or their rules, I'm sorry. So those are the things that I'm going to start addressing directly at these meetings so that people can get an idea of what's really going on. And but I just wanted to say that it's really important for people to look at who is backing who is running, why are we running, and what you said the other day, trust me, I listen, is ask us the hard questions. Ask us what we're going to do. And I hope that the community really starts looking into the people who want to make changes as opposed to the people who want to just be in a seat. I just looked at Chris Beall's voting record for a year and a half, and it was very consistent with Mayor Hammond's. They were all yeses in things that she didn't even understand. And I don't think our city can afford to have that kind of council anymore, especially some people are very linear. I keep hearing through the grapevine, Bill Britton wants this really bad. He wants the spaceport really bad. And that's not a reason to run. Okay. He's a nice gentleman. I met him. I met Bob Simone. He's a really incredible, nice guy. Mr. Massey is a very nice person. They're all really nice people. However, we just really need to zone in on change. I remember when I ran last time, I said to you, I don't think PASO was done with the drama. And after the Ty Cry Lewis situation, I think PASO's done with the drama. I knocked on about 100 doors at least during the nomination period, and people were like, yeah, we need change. Some people said, all new people. So let's hope and pray that this election, that PASO residents and constituents change their mind and they get rid of the institution of having the same people there.
Well, and Linda, let me say something, because I know you have a lot of street smarts, but and not directly to you, but for people in general. You know, you just mentioned three people that you said, and that they're really nice people.
Right.
They may, and I'm not saying this about them, but I'm just about the, well, he's a really, seems like a really nice guy or whatever. That doesn't mean they have good intentions.
I agree.
And I'm always a little suspicious of people who are overly nice, especially when I first meet them.
That's true. That's true. And I think that was kind of my point, that they're very nice people. They're not bad people. Some, like Mr. Simone, is just going to be retiring soon, and he's looking for something new to do. Is that a reason to run? Probably not. However, I still want to see PASO have choices. And, you know, the biggest contention, the thing with Regella, I was observing him, and he's having a little bit of a tough time getting signatures per his own Instagram. He's saying people are asking, and I had the same questions. What are your politics? Well, this is a nonpartisan race, okay? That's what I diffuse or de-escalate people with. This is nonpartisan. Although you would like to know what my politics are, I am more concerned about you and your neighborhood. So that I have been asked the hard questions. It could be why, you know, he's not getting his signatures as fast as Dr. Frankel and Bill Britton, who had them ready. You know, and so I think it is very important, once again, to look. I took a deep dive into everybody's backings. You're going to see mine. It's all zero. You know, Chris doesn't have any endorsements, things like that. But if you look at Britton and Massey, it is a record of who hates Counselor Chris Bausch. Ty Lewis, Marjorie Hammond, Sharon Rhode, and Dina Rhode. Those two candidates have been backed totally by that, what we call the cabal, now named Pinder and the informants. And it was unfortunate because the day after Chris Bausch qualified, that's when the Tribune socked him with their hit piece.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, oh, he's running for re-election and he cost the city $840,000. Well, you know, we know you filed that suit. You cost the city that much. So I think that they're still going to zero in on Chris Bausch. They're going to go after his seat. I haven't felt as much. Of course, I have a couple, you know, satire parody things about me already online. So I think what's most important is if those people are connected with the people that are running, I would hope the community would understand those are not good people. You know, if part of their campaign is to directly hire or have people just sabotage the other person's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in 2024. So I think this, hopefully things will be a little different, but I'm attacking this a lot different because I hear a lot. And the fact that Chris Beall's voting record is dismal, it's worse than Sharon Rhoden's. You know, she voted for the water. She voted for the Haslow apartment. She voted for everything just about yes. And so I think it's important that people understand that if after a year you still don't understand your job at all, then maybe it is time for something new. So, but yeah, that was a great week last week listening to everybody go.
One of the things when you say this is a, you know, a nonpartisan position, that may well be, but people come in and if they are from a political bend, more than likely they're gonna vote with their political bend.
That's true. One door I knocked on, she had a love, you know, BLM and blah, 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 blah flag. And I knocked on her door. I'm not discriminate. And she asked me, my God, who did you vote for in the last election? You know, I'm a day late, dollar short, and I forget my son's name and what I had for breakfast. I just rattled out a name just to satisfy her, and then she looked at me because it was the wrong election. I said, Biden, you know, just I didn't know what to say, frankly. And she looked at me, Kevin, and she had a pillow in her arm, and she looked me dead in the eye. And she said, if you cannot denounce Trump, I will not sign your form. And I looked at her, and I handed her my little flyer, and I said, well, I understand how you feel, okay? However, maybe you'll change your mind in November. And I handed her my, you know, pamphlet, my postcard I'm giving. And so I'm going to go back to that door because it's really important for even people who are that entrenched in their political beliefs to understand that this is really not about politics in this seat. It's about your neighborhood.
Well, yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is running for office in Paso Robles. So what is her point?
That I wasn't going to argue. I mean, I have to respect everybody's opinion because I know right now we're so divided. You know, we had all these protests again, and I saw Ian Parkinson. He gave a quick update and saying how all the protesters are going inside the lobby of the sheriff's and putting signs, and he said, oh, no, that's not going to happen here. And so I think it was yesterday or Saturday, there was a protest on the corner of Paso Robles. I respect all that, okay? I may not agree, but I respect all that because one of my biggest things in life, I love watching other people stand up for themselves. I mean, that is part of being a campaign organizer, being part of political, you know, committees and things that I've done since, you know, almost 20 years now. It takes every walk of life to step up and say, I want to change in your community and to come together for that one moment. You know, people have a tendency to go back into their own corners once the elections are over and go, man, I shouldn't have voted for her because she ended up being a Republican or something like that, you know. And so I'm looking forward to getting to meet people more this time. I was very fortunate to get invited into Traditions. It is a gated community that says no soliciting across the gate. Mm. So I'm having that meeting with them first because they invited me first. Okay. I think Paso's ready for a change this time. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Well, it'll be here before we know it. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, on the text, going back to our first caller with the lady on the cameras, and here's a suggestion for you, ma'am. It says, have that lady reread the book, 1984. Okay. Good morning. I am confused. The forward progress on the Antelope fire has been stopped, yet the fire is only 50% contained. Stopped but not contained? How so? All right, quickly here. Okay, you've got about 45 seconds.
Kevin, I just want you to tell me why the Red Sox are zooming up and the Dodgers are going down.
Okay, thanks for that. Red Sox have been warming up for a month and the Dodgers are in a skid. They're not going down because, what do they got, the Padres? Oh, and the Diamondbacks maybe. That's it. Okay. Let's see here. Did we have... Nope. Didn't get that. I just deleted today in history, so I've got nothing left.
Well, I've got something in response to the text. It's because forward progress and containment are two different things.
Right. It's not going. It's staying, and they're just kind of mopping up a little bit.
Whereas containment refers to the actual perimeter, I believe, they've established.
All right. Well done, sir. And that concludes our Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A fire broke out on Friday afternoon near the intersection of the 46 and Highway 41 at the Chalam Y. The Antelope Fire has grown to over 2,000 acres. It is at 45% containment, according to CAL FIRE, but also forward progress of the blaze has stopped. The city of Paso Robles is extending the nomination period for the mayor's office in the November 2026 election cycle, as current Mayor John Hammond has not filed for re-election. Current candidates that have filed are William Britton, Faith Frankel, and Chris Regala. The new deadline is August 12th at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have the boys back for their final time this summer as they get ready to go back to school. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops. Small businesses, keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.